This is Jack Bauer, and you're listening to the Who's Your Daddy Godcast.
Hey, aliens on Earth. Frank Sasso here with the Daily Show of the Who's Your Daddy Godcast. Ephesians 4, 26-27. Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil. So that verse, and I've heard it so many times, it's usually interpreted as God knows you're only human and sometimes you're going to get angry. It just happens, but you know, it doesn't become sin unless you let it persist. So make sure you confess and forsake your anger every night before you go to bed. Don't go to bed angry. That's what that means. Look, there's no doubt that getting over anger quickly has really, you know, great benefit, okay? Confessing and forsaking anger before you go into bed every night, it's a good thing to do. But that is not what that verse is teaching. It's actually the opposite. Paul is saying that there's a godly anger that is not sin. God gives us a command to get angry with a righteous anger. Then he says, let not the sun go down on your wrath. What happens when the sun goes down? Let's think about this a second. When the sun goes down, typically we stop working, right? The day winds down, we rest, we go to sleep. Paul's saying, don't let the godly anger ever stop working. Keep it awake, stir it up, keep it active. And then verse 27 continues with, neither give place to the devil. So if we don't keep a godly anger active within us, we're actually giving place to the devil. Isn't that a revelation? There's a righteous use of anger. Not understanding this has made many Christians very, very passive. I mean, they don't get mad at the evil in this world. They don't. They don't get mad at it. So Satan's having a free shot at everything we kind of hold near and dear and holy. Our society right now is under attack. And our righteous anger that God has given us, it's a weapon, and it's being kept in its sheath, and it's not being used, and it needs to change. Jesus was sinless, but he had hate and anger. He did. In John 2:14-17, which took place at the beginning of Jesus' ministry when he was on earth, and then in Mark 11:15-17, which took place the last week of Jesus' ministry, Jesus drove the money changers out of the temple. He didn't approach them like, you know, all meekly and say, hey guys, I'm sorry, you know, I don't want to hurt any of you, but, you know, I have to do this to obey my father. No, he made a whip and he beat the people and the animals and he turned over the tables. He was mad. He was mad. And you know, where were the temple guards? I'm sure they were there. But Jesus was in such a holy rage, it paralyzed them, I think, from acting. Look, Jesus never sinned. But you know what? He did get very angry to the point of action. So there is a righteous anger. We need to discover the righteous use of anger and channel all of our aggression in the proper way. There is a right place for anger. Don't let the sun go down on your anger. Does not mean don't go to bed angry. It means don't ever, ever let your righteous anger die out or go to rest or anything like that. Keep it alive. There's a right place for anger. So remember, we love you. God loves you. And Jesus is Lord. Stay blessed. See you tomorrow.